The Centra Network of Healthcare presents Centra Healthy Radio. Here's Bill Klaproth.
This is Melanie Cole sitting in for Bill today. Mental illness is a very complicated and challenging illness. When complicated with substance abuse, it can be even more difficult to manage. My guest today is Dr. Nicole Sims. She's a psychiatrist at Centra Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sims. So tell us a little bit about the connection between mental illness and substance abuse.
Those who have mental illness do have a higher risk of engaging in illicit substance use. The difficulty that we have at times is that when people do come to us and they're acutely intoxicated or have a long history of substance use, it's difficult for us to discern what is their primary mental illness. Is that of substance use or is something else going on? People who have depression, increased risk for alcohol use, same with bipolar disorder, same with schizophrenia.
So are there certain drugs that trigger mental health symptoms, and it's kind of a vicious circle, so how do you know?
That's a very good question. It's very difficult to know. My personal opinion is that you really can't tell what's wrong with somebody unless they are sober for a great length of time. In youth, usually cannabis or marijuana use tends to trigger a lot of paranoia, even hallucinations. Some people who have early onset schizophrenia or the schizophrenic symptoms that start in their youth tend to turn to illicit substances like marijuana to help, for lack of a better terminology, control their hallucinations or their paranoia, albeit it makes it worse. And those who have bipolar disorder are also well known to abuse alcohol and other substances, whether in their depressed phase or in their manic phase.
Are you seeing an increase in some of the more harder drugs? You mentioned marijuana and alcohol. But what about heroin and methamphetamines?
Heroin is on the rise now that there's been legislation placed where physicians are unable to prescribe larger amounts of narcotics. Unfortunately, heroin is far less expensive and much easier to come by these days because of that legislation. Methamphetamine is on the rise, and it has created numerous patients who have ongoing paranoia and hallucinations even after they stop using them, those types of drugs. But yes, I mean, those harder drugs are definitely on the rise.
What are some red flags that maybe parents of, you know, teens or young adults with mental illness should look for to know that these children who are, you know, maybe on some psychoactive medications are using other illicit substances? Is there something they can look for?
Definitely a change in behavior. Alcohol is a depressant. So if your child was once an outgoing child who was in a lot of activities in school and now they're starting to withdraw, and isolate and tend to be, you know, out with their friends more on the weekends and getting themselves into trouble. Those are definitely red flags. Any change in your child's behavior needs to be taken into account. It's not just, you know, growing issues or, you know, coming into their own person, but distinct changes of behavior, especially agitation, paranoia, and the like.
So what treatments are available for these individuals with this kind of dual diagnosis of substance abuse and mental illness?
There are programs that can address both. Like I said earlier, it's difficult to really say which came first. Is it the substance or the primary mental illness? And we're really not going to understand that until someone is sober for a good length of time. But there are inpatient programs that can address both. Even here at Centra Health, our inpatient unit does address both of those issues, primarily the mental illness, but we can also address the substance use as well, mainly detoxification syndromes and the like.
What are some of the other complications, Dr. Sims, that can go with this dual diagnosis if somebody is?
The complications are, a lot of times the primary mental illness is not treated because it can be written off as just a side effect of ongoing substance use. So people who do have genuine depression or bipolar disorder or schizophrenia may not have access to those treatments because they're just written off as someone with a substance abuse problem. And then the other side of that is people who do have a substance use problem, unless they want to engage in sobriety, you can't force somebody to do that. So they can continue to use whatever substance, and their lives spiral out of control, and we can't really stop that, unfortunately.
Are there things that they can do at home, diet and exercise, any of these kinds of things that can help with this treatment as an adjunct?
Absolutely. Anytime a person takes more care of themselves physically, it will improve their overall mental health as well. Unfortunately, a lot of our patients who do have chronic mental illness or even depression and whatnot, their self-care takes a back seat to, and also to their substance use as well. Many times people come in here and they will tell us that they can't afford medications. However, they're perfectly capable of going out and drinking every evening, or they can obtain cocaine, marijuana, methamphetamines, but their medications and going to the doctor are far down on their list. So if people do make their self-care a priority, then yes, things could improve dramatically.
And Dr. Sims, kind of recap for us the difficulty in treating people with substance abuse that also have mental illness and why they should consider coming to Centra for their care.
Oh, absolutely. The difficulty is it's difficult for us to know what is the primary issue as long as somebody is actively using any kind of substance. We have a clearer picture when somebody is able to maintain sobriety for at least 6 months to a year, allowing their bodies to heal from whatever substance that they have been abusing. The difficulty is that we can't force somebody into sobriety. So we have a lot of people who come to us with intoxication issues or ongoing substance use issues who don't want to quit. And so we're kind of chasing our tails, so to speak, to treat a depression when somebody is using a depressant every day, or trying to treat psychosis when somebody is using drugs that can make them paranoid or hallucinate. So my professional opinion, we do need to make the priority having these people have their sobriety come first. We can treat the mental illness along the way, but until that sobriety is in place, it would be very difficult for us to do so. And we here at Centra, we do have our Pathways Rehabilitative Services, which is a 30-day rehab program to address the sobriety aspect. And then we have outpatient services, as well as partial or day hospital programming, as well as our acute services to address other mental health problems.
Thank you so much. It's really great information, very helpful. You're listening to Centra Healthy Radio. For more information, you can go to centrahealth.com. That's centrahealth.com. This is Melanie Cole sitting in for Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.